Last Monday, Czech Hockey Club Slavia were a game away from making this year's Extra Liga finals against Vítkovice when they had regular season winners Třinec clearly on the ropes with a 3-1 stranglehold on their series. Fans must have thought surely they couldn't lose three games in a row. But alas for them and the team, that is exactly what happened. Last Friday saw it all come down to a final game 7. Třinec playing at home came storming out of the gates and scored just 47 seconds in, David Kvetoing giving goalie Kopřiva no chance. In the second period, Slavia fared far worse, allowing another 3 goals, which put Třinec firmly in the driver's seat. The Prague team got 2 back in the third, but it was too little, too late. The game finished with a final score of 5-2, making Třinec just the 6th team in league history to come back from 3-1 in a series. After the game, here's what forward Martin Rušička, who racked up 8 goals in the series against Slavia, had to say.
Being down 3-1 really tested us. Something had to change. The team showed a lot of character, and the main thing is we were able to dig ourselves out of the hole. We were more focused, we took more shots on goal, and played a simpler game. We didn't overthink it, and it worked.
Interestingly, neither Třinec nor Vítkovice have ever clinched the championship title before, so now one of the two teams will make history. The best of 7 final series begins later on Monday. In other hockey news, the Czech national team is slowly coming together ahead of the upcoming Ice Hockey World Championships. This year's championship, the 75th inception, promises to be a special one for Czech players, not only because they will be defending their title from last year in Germany, but because they'll be doing so in neighboring Slovakia. The team's longtime number one starting goalie, Tomáš Vokoun, who plays for the Florida Panthers, who are out of NHL playoff contention, confirmed to team coach Hadamčík that he will play, as has Omsk Jaromír Jágr. New Jersey Devils Patrick Eliáš, who scored a hat-trick against Philadelphia most recently, will also play, hoping to win his first gold at the World Championships. Already the Czech team in a preparation game defeated Norway by a score of 2-1. And the championship to be played in Bratislava and Košice begins at the end of the month. Turning to football, and the chances of Prague club Sparta defending last year's championship title dimmed considerably at the weekend after the team lost disappointingly to Jablonec by a score of 2-1. 3 weeks ago, Sparta were only 2 points behind leaders Plzeň, but have since plummeted down to 8. Players on Saturday complained of poor refereeing when they felt they should have been awarded a penalty, but nevertheless had little choice but to shoulder the blame for the loss. Plzeň, meanwhile, caused all kinds of trouble for last place Úzký nad Labem, who lost by a score of 5-0. Only 8 rounds remain in the 2010-2011 season, meaning Plzeň are looking fairly comfortable at the moment. And Czech motorcycle rider Karel Abraham finished in 7th spot in only his 2nd race in the MotoGP. In the event in Spain, the rookie rider Abraham moved up from a lowly 17th starting position, showing impressive skills on the rain-slicked track. His vehicle slipped midway through the race, though, bringing him to the ground. With little help, he was able to restart and recover. Abraham said afterwards he was annoyed that he had fallen. All the same, the 21-year-old has made clear he is one to watch. After the first 2 events on the MotoGP, the rookie is in 10th place in the overall rankings. And that's the sport for today.